Last week we talked about being warriors. We defined two words. We said a warrior is a person engaged or experienced in warfare, or a person engaged in some struggle or conflict. We also defined the word weapon. It is something used to injure, defeat, or destroy, a means of contending against another. And so we talked about being a Christian. How many know that we are in a warfare? We are. And that God has given us some wonderful weapons. He has given us the Holy Spirit. Aren't you glad? Amen. He has given us prayer, which I don't think we take much advantage of, but it is there. It's for us to communicate with Him. But He has also given us His Word. And we went to Ephesians chapter 6, where we talked about the belt of truth, which is the Word of God. We talked about our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel, right? The message in which we are to share. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so, we talked about the benefits, some of the things that we can experience from knowing the Word of God. We know our identity in Christ. The Bible gives us words to pray to help us in our prayer life. It gives us the ability to share our faith, encourage others. The Word of God helps us to fight temptation and fear. It helps us to understand Jesus a little more and love Him even deeper. We stand firm against the lies of the enemy. We have a deeper understanding of God's Word. How many know the more you get into God's Word, the more you understand it, the more you read it, the more you'll find, and of course, preparation for the end times. And so I just want to encourage you as a resource, if you're interested in it, a lot of what I'm going to be teaching here last week, this week, and possibly the following week, is the Warriors of the Word. If you're interested in that book, it's by Aaron and Emily House. It is a good resource on how to memorize. And so I just want to encourage you in that area. And I'm just kind of gleaning over some of the stuff that they have written. And if you want a deeper understanding of it, please, I encourage you to get the book. And if you need a resource, remind you, just get a hold of me and we will get it into your hands. All right. When I was growing up, there was one word in our home that was a taboo. And that is the word hate. Well, I grew up in a home, we were not allowed to use that in our own family, in our household, after we got married. Our girls were not allowed to use the word hate. How many know it's an intense and it's a passionate word? It means to loathe, it means to despise. We all understand it. It is a powerful word, and it is full of emotion. But that word also is very controlling and limiting. And what I mean by that is when it comes to memorizing, let's discard the word hate and replace it with some other words here this morning. Because when we say we hate to memorize, what we're saying is we hate to get in the Word of God, and to meditate on it. So we need to be careful here this morning. Maybe we need to exchange that a little bit here this morning and say, I love to memorize. Amen. Or I'm excited about memorizing. I'm blessed by memorizing. Or memorizing is beneficial to my life. So this morning, I want you to understand that you get to memorize. You don't have to memorize. What a privilege that is here this morning. And I want to tell you that Jesus wants you to memorize. If you love me, you will what? You will keep my commandments. You will keep my words. So you can't love Jesus if you don't know his words and are not obeying his words. So I want to encourage you this morning that don't be controlled by that word hate. Don't limit yourself this morning by that word hate. Let's love God's word here this morning. Because, church, it's a blessing to our lives here this morning. So let me state something that is obvious for us here this morning. That you memorize all the time, whether you realize it or not. It is the very principle of learning anything. You memorize it. When you went to school, you didn't go in reading. You started with A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? You learned the alphabet. Before you could do mathematics, what'd you have to do? You had to learn to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all the further I can count, so we'll stop there. When you went to kindergarten, they didn't hand you a sheet of paper and say, this is the Pledge of Allegiance, I want you to memorize this in a week. No, what'd you do? You went in, the teacher recited it every day, and what'd you do? You recited it with them, and what'd you do? You learned it, right? You didn't read it, you learned it, right? You memorized it. When you went in for tests, some of you studied, and some of you didn't, right? What'd you do? When you studied, you memorized, right? You memorized the questions, you memorized the answers. I know men, it says that we don't ask directions, but I will ask directions before my wife will ask directions, right? If we're going to a place, my wife can find more ways not to get there than anybody that I know. So directions, we memorize, right? You memorize the route in which you're traveling. Jobs, you can go and get an education, you can get a master's, you can get a PhD, but when you go to work, guess what? You got to learn how they want it done, right? And so you're memorizing. When you get to the job, you have to memorize how they want it done. And so we memorize all the time. How many of you sing along with the radio? The song comes on and you sing along with it, right? How many know the first time you heard it, you didn't know the words, but the second time you start catching up on the tune, you catch up on some of the choruses, and what do? You begin to memorize it. You remember a telephone? Those things you used to dial? How many remember we didn't have iPhones, we didn't have computers to remind us of people's names, their phone numbers, and their addresses? Remember, we had it all recorded in here. You memorized those things. And folks, you know a lot of people, and you know a lot of names. You know family, you know friends, you have church members. How many have favorite sports teams? You know who those people are on that team, right? Politicians, actors, right? You memorize all the time. So let's get away from that word hate here today, because you like all those things we just talked about. You have done those things, and they're beneficial to your life. So let's not say that we hate God's word, because that is what we're saying when we make excuses for not memorizing his word. We limit ourselves and allow other things to dominate our lives. So we're going to get down to the basics here today. We're going to talk about a good question to ask here as we start out is, where do we start? We're going to be reading a couple scriptures here, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. It says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good, what? We're called to work. We are equipped for every good work. All scripture. So it's important that we get God's word in us. How many know most of us don't carry a Bible with us all the time? How many, most of you, probably don't open your phone all the time and read the word on your phone? We need to have it here. We need to have it here and here. Excuse me this morning, struggling with a little cough. Ephesians 4. Oh, crack. See, I told you I was young. Just hitting puberty. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. It says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to do what? To equip, to teach, to rebuke, to correct, and train, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of God. I got water right here. So our job is to what? To get the Word of God in you. So please don't underwrite or underestimate the importance of this series. We need to get into the Word of God, and we need to know the Word of God. You know, we're trying to present a vision to you at the beginning of next year, and that vision will go nowhere if we are not equipped with the Word of God. If the Word of God is not in you, we're not going to be able to do the work. We're not going to be able to fulfill the dream. So we want to encourage you today, get the Word of God. Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider how we may spur or urge or stimulate one another on toward love and good deeds. And so, as I said, this is going to be very practical. I'm just going to encourage you here today just to kind of mentally note these things. If you have a piece of paper, I want you to write them down because this is important. This is laying a foundation for where we're going the next time that we preach. By the way, Dan will be here. Our missionaries to Romania will be here next Sunday to speak. So we encourage you to come out and just support them. So how do we begin to memorize more efficiently? And so I'm going to call this Memorizing 101, very basic here today. And it may seem silly, some of the things I'm going to say here today, but they are very important things, and they are things that we have a hard time overcoming before we even begin to memorize. So today I want to tell you, number one, we need to choose a Bible version. And that may seem like a silly thing to say, but one of the hardest things I had to do was figure out which version of the Bible I was going to memorize. And because I read and I have resources that are tied to many different versions, it was hard for me to come up with one that I kind of would stick with. And so this is where you need to do this morning is you need to come up with a Bible version that you want to stick with and that you want to memorize here this morning. So what we're asking you this morning is, number one, we want you to pick your favorite version. The one you're in all the time, the one that you gravitate to, the one it's easiest for you to understand. Because how many know it's hard to grasp something you don't know or understand? And so we need to have a version of the Bible that we need to pick and that we can move forward with. You need to understand that the Bible that you're reading, there are already seeds of memorization already planted in your brain because it's already used to reading it. If you read your Bible. So there are already seeds there planted in your mind, and it's already in there. How many know your brain is a computer and has the ability to remember everything? It is the greatest computer on the face of the earth. It's in there. So the seeds have been planted when you have read the Word of God because it's familiar. Have you ever been in a place and it seems like you've been there before? Or a situation that you've been, it's called deja vu, right? So this is what I'm talking about here today. When you begin to memorize a scripture out of a Bible that you're used to, guess what? It's going to be like deja vu. Oh, my mind kind of recognizes it. And so we want you to pick your favorite Bible. Secondly, you need to choose accuracy versus readability. And so there's a chart there that she's going to put up. And what I want you to see there is that there are three types of Bibles. There's a word-for-word translation. There's a thought-for-thought and a paraphrase. And so that doesn't mean a lot to you, but it is important that you figure out what you want to be able to memorize. Because a word-for-word is a one that is basically translated, and a lot of times it's not written in the English that we speak. It's kind of written in a way that we normally don't talk. And so sometimes it's hard to memorize because we don't talk like that. And so there is the thought for thought. Okay? They just translate a general meaning from the original Greek, the Hebrew, to our current language. And then there's the paraphrase. And so as you look at that, I don't know, it's probably too small for you to read. And so I just want you to encourage you. I can get this. You can pull this up on the internet. All you have to do is Google it, all right, and say versions of the Bible and go to images, and you can be able to pull up this chart, and it will help you figure out what you want to do. So you need to figure out. And one of the ones that they're recommending is kind of towards the word from word to the thought for thought, the ESV version, the New King James version. How many know we don't say thee and thou? And when we quote that, people are kind of thinking, you know, where are you coming from, right? The NIV, a lot of people preach from. This morning I'm preaching from the NIV. And so you need to be able to pick a version that people will understand, that you understand, and that you can communicate. So to begin with here this morning, you just need to ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, guide me, help me choose the right version, and go with it, right? All right, I know you're excited about this, but if you're unsettled in the beginning on memorizing and you can't figure out what version you want, you're never going to get started. And so it's important. It's a basic step. Pick a version. Stick with it. Don't change, all right? And so pick one that you like, because if you don't like it, you're not going to memorize it. All right. So secondly, the second thing we want to look at is verse references. All right. A question that often rises when we're memorizing is, do I need to know the address? Do I need to know where it's found in the Bible? Most of you this morning can quote a lot of scripture, but the truth is, you have no idea where it's at, in what book of the New Testament or the Old Testament it may be, right? There are some that you know. I say John 3:16. All right, you know that one, right? If I say I'm crucified with Christ, anybody know which book that is? No. It's in Galatians. All right. So a lot of scriptures we can quote or say, but we necessarily do not know where they're found. So this is the most difficult part of memorizing, is finding the address. And so one of the things that I have trouble with is because my first Bible was a New American Standard. I switched over and started preaching in the New King James Version. And then later on, I switched to the NIV. And then I ended up, I don't know where I was. All these different things, right? But all my references are tied to the King James Version. And so when it came to memorizing, I'm kind of like, I don't know where to go. I'm familiar with four or five different translations, and so it's important to know and stick to one so you can easily help find the address. I know you're thrilled about this sermon, but this is good stuff because some of you need a breakthrough in this area. For some reason, we teach our kids to memorize scripture, but then we hit the youth, we stop memorizing. And we don't challenge even our adults to memorize the Word of God. So what's wrong with this picture? We're telling our kids to do something that we don't do ourselves. And we need to be hiding the Word of God in our hearts, folks. So many of us have been places where we have forgot phone numbers, locker numbers. I remember going to my locker in between classes, and I'm thinking, I have no clue what my combination is on my locker. Because it is harder to memorize number sequences than it is to memorize letters and words. And so it is recommended for single verses and smaller portions of scripture. Learn the address. Learn where it's found. And if you're going to do larger portions, stories, or large passages of scripture, know the book and the chapter. You don't have to worry about the verse. So why do we want to learn where it's found? It's good to reference for the purpose of review. How many know you've read a scripture and you can't find it? Like today. We said, I am crucified, right? Where's that found, right? But if you have it in your mind, you memorize it, you know the address, you know where to go. We need it for context. How many know in preaching, a lot of things are taken out of context. You can basically make the Bible say whatever you want if you take it out of the context in which it's found. It's important in sharing with someone. If someone is in need of healing, I'm in need of healing. Bear with me. Healing. You need to know where to go, right? You need to be able to pull up that scripture. If you want to witness to someone, you need to know some scriptures on salvation. If you're going through things and you need some peace in your life, you need comfort. How many know all of us are facing, as we're getting older, more and more people in our lives are passing away? How many know people need comforted? Wouldn't it be nice just to be able to know in our database how to comfort someone and speak to somebody, to minister to somebody, be ready in season and out? So it's important. Not only to know the Bible version you want to use, but it's important to be able to know the reference where it's found in the Bible. That's exciting stuff. But it's a good start. But the problem is, we can't get past these first two steps to move on to the other ones. So it's important. So Number three is start small. Or I could say start at the beginning. Does that make sense? It's always good to start at the beginning. I want to read you Isaiah 28. I want to read it out of the New King James Version. Then I want to read it out of the New Living Translation. And I want you to point out two things in this scripture. In Isaiah 28, it says, and no, Israel is in rebellion here. God has come to them because the leaders are leading the people astray, and and they're accusing God of treating them like children because they were acting like children. And said, Isaiah 28, verse 9 says, whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from the milk, those just drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Excuse me. Taking a shower. All right. But I want to read it out of the New Living Translation. If you put that up, I don't have it in my notes. It says, who does the Lord think we are, they ask. Why does he speak to us like this? Are we little children just recently weaned? He tells us everything over and over, one line at a time, one line at a time, a little here and a little there. So which is easier to understand, right? So it's important that, number one, that we understand what we're reading. And when we understand what we're reading, it makes it easier to memorize. And secondly, I want you to look at the content. What's he saying? We learn little by little, right? We learn by rote, but we also learn in sequence, right? We learn our 1, 2, 3, 4. Then we learn what? 1 plus 1 is 2, right? There's a sequence. We build upon it. And that's what we're talking about here in memorization. We want to just go in and pick a big old verse out of the King James, and we don't even understand what we're reading. We need to understand what we're reading, church. So memorize something in which you are familiar. So as we begin here, start small. Begin with something you kind of already know. There's a lot of scriptures, as I said, we can paraphrase that we necessarily can't quote word for word. Take one of those and begin to become familiar with it and begin to memorize. Understand the verse you are memorizing and internalize it. Thought for thought, which means we need to study sometimes the word. If you read the King James, I can pick out some words in here and throw at you that you probably would not even understand because we don't use it in today's vocabulary. And so we need to understand what we're reading. Even if you can't quote a Bible passage word for word, it's still the truth, isn't it? So it's good to know and be able to paraphrase it ourselves. But we need to avoid phrases like, the Bible says something like that, right? It's in there somewhere. It's not good enough. We got to know where it's at, especially if we're trying to minister to someone and they want to see for themselves what you're saying and to take away and be able to read it for themselves. We need to know where it's found. So after you have understanding, we need to memorize word for word. The importance of memorizing something word for word is that the sword of truth will be ready at all times. Folks, we need to have discernment. But the truth is, if you don't know the word of God, what's the Holy Spirit going to speak discernment into your life? Because you're not going to know the truth from a lie. Most good lies are 99% truth. That's how the devil works. So we need to be very careful. So if we know the word of God, I'm going to tell you right now, you will know when somebody says something that's out of sync. You know in your heart, it's like, that's not right. That's not right. Because you know the word of God. And it gives the Holy Spirit something to witness with your heart that, hey, you're right. It's not right. So we need to know the word of God. So start small. Start with something you're familiar with. Translation you're already familiar with, and it's a good starting point. Are you with me? All right. I know this is good. This is good stuff. So this is my last point, which is 2 pages, so don't get too excited. So we need to develop a plan of attack. How are we going to do this, right? We talked about where we're going to start, how we're going to do it more efficiently, but we need a plan of attack. Most memorization is done without a plan. We memorize maybe something on healing. We memorize something on the Holy Spirit. We memorize this, that, and there's no cohesiveness to what we're memorizing. And so I just want to encourage you, don't randomly memorize Scripture, but have a theme, have a topic, or in the context in which it's found, or verse by verse, chapter by chapter, if you're going to go that way. Today, I can tell you today, most of you, I don't know how many scriptures you can quote on the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the speaking of tongues, that it is the evidence. That is one of our doctrines. And how many of you can lead somebody in through the Bible in that? You can read Luke, the last chapter. You can read John, the last chapter. You can read Acts 1, Acts 2, Acts 8, Acts 10, and Acts 19. I have it memorized. I have it in my heart. I know where it is. I can point out my point of view on this scripture of the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We need to be able to do that, church. If somebody's sick, we need to be able to take them from one scripture, to another scripture, to another scripture, dealing with healing. How many know Jesus is coming back? And the Bible has a lot of scripture on Jesus coming back. And so we have these different scriptures that can help us. We need to understand, if we're going to bring up a subject and minister someone in a specific area, we better have a database of scriptures hidden in our heart. So memorization is a process where repeated steps need to take place to store knowledge in our long-term memory banks. How many know if you memorize it, there's things I memorized as a kid, I don't remember anymore. And so we need to be able to actually recite what we memorize. So the objective is to remember the scriptures we memorized. And so we need to set an agenda. We need to set a plan in action. First of all, we need to know where to memorize. How many know a good place to memorize for yourself? I'm not talking about where in the Word of God, but where you're at, where you're located. How many know your environment plays a lot in your ability to concentrate on the Word of God? When to memorize. I don't know when the best time for you to memorize. It'd be nice to put it under your pillow. And, osmosis, wake up in the morning and know the Scripture. But it doesn't work that way. You have to purposely set time away, morning, lunchtime, whatever, evening, whatever. You need to have a plan. So, how does the plan work? What is the plan? So let me just begin to lay out some fundamentals for you to kind of challenge you. I'm putting out the gauntlet here today because the next time I preach, we're going to give you some maybe topics to begin with that we can do together to kind of begin this habit in our life. But you can begin this now if you want. But, excuse me. So what's the plan? Number one, if you're a beginner, a good plan is to start one verse per week. That's a good way to start so you're not overwhelmed. If you're really pretty good at memorizing, you're picking up on it, or you're doing scriptures that you kind of already know, do one verse every other day. So you can learn 1 to 4 verses a week. And so we're starting you out. If you're a beginner or if you haven't memorized in a long time, this is a good place to begin. If you're intermediate, you can do 1 or 2 verses a day or 5 to 10 verses a week if you're in that level. And if you're really advanced, you can do 5 or more verses a day, 25 or more verses a week. That's a lot. But most of us aren't in the advanced. Most of us need to go back to the beginning and kind of build up. And so let me just say this. Any memorization is better than no memorization. And so we want to get into the habit of being prepared when God puts us in a place to minister. A couple weeks ago, there was a death of a fireman in Parker. There was an accident, and they called me in for a debriefing. I have never done a debriefing in my life. And so I was in my brain scrambling, thinking, Lord, you're going to have to help me here, you know, just to be able to minister to these people. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a psychologist. And so that's not my forte. But yet I was called upon in that moment to minister. And so we need to be ready. We never know when God's going to give us that opportunity. And so all I could do is bring out scripture that I already knew in my heart. Some of it, they weren't probably interested in the address, but I could paraphrase some things that was in the Word of God to give them, to minister to them. So we have the when, we have the where, and as we just talked about, the how. How do we do? We start slow. We start at the beginning. We start small. Be accountable. You know, none of us like to let people know what we're doing, because if we stop, then we got to answer for it. But how many know it's good to be accountable to your spouse or to a friend, to your kids or your kids to you? It's good to say, hey, I'm learning this, so I want you to, at the end of the week, I want you to ask me if I know it, if I did it. So we need to be accountable. We need to make deadlines, right? Yeah, I'm going to learn a verse. Well, at the end of the month comes, you didn't learn the verse, right? You have to have a deadline. So we set you some here. We gave you some examples, even if it's one verse a week. And maybe as a church, we can challenge you weekly, maybe based on the message that we speak, just have a verse to memorize for you to take home and kind of dwell on. So if you don't get anything out of the message, at least you get something from the Word of God. Amen? But that's impossible. So, all right. So make deadlines, record and journal, right? It's good to write down what you're memorizing, because you're going to find out that you're going to have to go over it and over and over again to reinforce it in your heart. So I'm down to my last points. Hallelujah. Because I know some of your stomachs are growling. You're already smelling the food. All right. And so by the end of the night, all I ask you is don't light up with all the chili. We'll be in trouble. All right. All right. So how do we keep this, the Word of God, in our long-term memory banks? It's important. And so let me just kind of give you five things here. Number one, pre-memorization. All right. Again, we need to kind of understand why we're memorizing a specific thing and what it's actually saying. So we need to take time spending, reading, listening to, if you like audio Bible, you can find that on your phone, right? You can listen to the Word of God all the time. Reading, listening, studying the text with the purpose of understanding. We don't memorize just to memorize. There's some scriptures that don't mean diddly squat to anybody. All right? If you want to memorize who beget who, that's more power to you. All right? More power to you. And you can show off with it if you want, but it's not really going to help anybody. All right? So we need to pre-memorize, all right? This is not a memorization level. It's just the first level of just getting familiar with the scripture. And again, it's maybe having a verse that you're familiar with already. And so you're just kind of downloading it in your database here. Secondly, active memorization. This is a one-time memorization experience. It means you get away and you specifically focus on that verse. And how many know that depending on the length of the verse, you could probably have something down probably in about 10, 15 minutes if you really work at it, or at least a half an hour? All right? It doesn't take that much time, and the more you do it, the better you're going to become. So we need to take a one-time memorization experience, set a goal and a time frame, all right, and do it. Learn the verse. How many know where Jesus, the smallest verse in the scripture, Jesus wept? Anybody know where it's found? Okay, don't quote it then. All right. I believe it's in Luke 9 somewhere. Is it in Luke 9? Okay. All right. Another one, if you're in a short, busy, rejoice evermore. 1 Thessalonians 5. That's a good one too. So, okay, active memorization. Take the time and do it. The third step is solidification, review. All right, review memorized verse or passage every day for at least a week. So learn, if you take, learn a scripture this week, every day the following week, recite it over and again. So you can do this on your own or with a friend, with somebody else, all right? Maintenance review, okay? This is where your record and your journal comes in, that you're recording all the scriptures that you're doing so that you can kind of read through them. So review once a week or once a month for an indefinite period of time until, you know, months later you can still quote that scripture. Okay, this can be done while you're doing other things, all right? I don't have time. You drive, don't you? All right, what a good time to memorize, right? What a waste of time. All right, the last one, my last point here today is rememorization. A lot of us have read and maybe studied and even memorized some scripture in the past, and we just don't remember because we haven't reviewed it. And so the good news is you can memorize that scripture twice as fast now because it's already in the data bank. It just needs to be refreshed. All right? Like your computer needs to be refreshed, we need to be refreshed. All right? And, of course, this requires you to focus again to learn on it. So I know this is not a dynamic sermon to get you all thrilled, but, church, I believe we need to get back to this. It is a discipline to know God's word. You need to be ready. And if we are truly in the last days as we want to believe we're in the last days, we don't know what's going to happen. There are countries today that it is illegal to have the word of God. If our Bibles were taken away and our electronics were monitored, would you know enough of the word of God? Think about it. Do we know enough? The truth is we don't. This is a discipline that we need to practice. And as a church, we're trying to dream something big. And we need you. But we need a church that is equipped and ready to go. So let me encourage you. The next time I preach is in 2 weeks. We're going to kind of kick some things off, give you some scriptures to think about. And we can do it together, the first round, and then you're on your own. How's that? Not one amen. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Father, we just come to you today, and we know the importance of your word. Lord, we know that it pleases you for us to know the word. We know and understand that the Holy Spirit needs something to work with, and we sure want him to be able to pull up scripture for us to minister to other people. Because, Lord, we read that your word is powerful. We understand we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We understand, Lord, today that your word is powerful. We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And so, Lord, we need to know the word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And, Father, we're asking that you make us effective. That, Lord, we just don't brush this aside as just some other, oh, he had to preach something. But know as something that will dramatically change our life. Not only our lives, Lord, but the people around us. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of your word. We thank you that the word became flesh and that you've given us a gospel to preach, Lord. We've experienced salvation, and you've called us, Lord, into the ministry of reconciliation, calling others to be saved. Prepare us, Lord. Prepare our hearts. Help us to make a determination today, Lord, that we are going to learn your word. We are going to hide your word in our heart. That, Lord, we are going to be ready when you call upon us to minister. And we pray in your name, amen. Amen.